in the name of Jesus is where our power is. He said, Amen. If you ask anything, what?
In my name.
He said, yes. I will do it. So we're moving mountains in the name of Jesus, right? And we're breaking every chain and everything that will try to hold you down, pull you back, make you not be what God wants you to be. Hallelujah. Come on. Get that picture of yourself being righteous. I heard a minister say, I don't know which one it was. I listened to too many of them, I guess. But it was good. He said he went to church on a Sunday morning, and he said, how many of you, and it was like 8:30 in the morning when they were having their service, and he said, how many of you have already confessed your sins today? Well, they all raised their hands, and even his wife did. And he looked at her and he said, honey, it's 8:30 in the morning. What have you already done wrong? She said, well, I don't know, but I'm sure there's something I've done wrong. You see the point I'm taking? When we rise up in the morning with a sin consciousness, we're going to be conscious of everything and every mistake we make, and we're not going to be glorifying God. We're not going to be praising Him. We're going to be too busy thinking about everything I'm doing wrong. We're not going to be worshiping Him. But if I wake up in the morning, and you know, I didn't wake up this morning thinking, you know, wonder what bad things I'm going to do today. Wonder how I'm going to miss God today. I woke up this morning thanking Him that I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
And He doesn't love me based on my behavior. I am who He says I am. Amen. I don't go around thinking about how. I don't lay down at night. Maybe you think I'm wrong, but I don't lay down at night and say, God, I failed you today. I don't either. You know why? Because I don't stand before God in my own righteousness. I stand before God in the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Hey, it took a long time for me to get that way. I went around feeling like it was my fault when everybody else made a mistake. Oh, come on now. That I wasn't worthy to have anything. If I got a new floor in my house, I'm thinking, well, thank you, God, but I'm not worthy. I'm worthy because of who He is. Come on, church. It took a long time for me not to feel guilty if I went out and got a decent car. That's not, you know, in the name of Jesus. Come on, He breaks that. It's a poverty spirit. It's an unworthy spirit. Come on now. I don't care what happened in your past. What did that scripture say? It's dust. In other words, it's in our bags. The only way you're going to see what's going on is if you turn around and look back. We're going forward. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because there's power.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain.
Break every chain.
Break every
chain. Break every chain.
There is power. Break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. every chain, break every chain.
There's an army rising up.
There's an army up.
There's an army rising up.
There's an army.
There's an army rising up.
To break every chain.
Break every chain. Break every chain, break every chain.
I get this picture in my mind. There's somebody here that there's somebody you've been witnessing to. I mean, there's just somebody that you've been trying to teach them about the grace of God. You've been kept trying to tell them how much God loves them, you know, and they just, they're still holding on to that old sin conscious, that old, you know, that old, trying to hold on that old, their old ways and that old unworthy spirit. Lord says, tell you to keep doing it, because you know what happens when you've got a dog that's chained up and you keep that fresh meat out in front of him, that fresh food, and he keeps pulling at those chains, and he keeps pulling at those chains. You know what's going to happen one day? He's going to break that chain, and he's going to go for that fresh stuff. That's what's going to happen. So don't stop sharing the word of God. Don't stop loving. Don't stop telling about the grace of Jesus Christ, who he is. Because one day, they're going to pull away. That chain's going to be broken. Amen.
I hear the chains falling. I hear the chains falling. Break every chain.
I hear those
chains falling.
And come on.
I hear the chains falling. Yeah. I hear the chains falling. Oh yeah.
To break every chain.
Break every chain.
Just going to be just passively sit down and just let this go on and just say, well, it was a good service. But Lord God, we're going to passionately, not passively, but passionately, receive
Amen.
The love of God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Oh, we praise Amen. You, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Overwhelming.
I'm in control. Rest in me. Let my peace come in. That's everything supplied. Everything made whole. Like you said, I'm writing my own list of names down if they're not on here.